I have no choice but to be interested in it. It's where all of our vendors show up. All the products that we represent here in Southeast Michigan, everybody depends upon that show. So it's kind of like, what's a big electronics show? It's the equivalent of that. It's the second biggest one in the Las Vegas area. So number one, the Consumer Electronics Show, CES. That's the number one. I'm sure you've probably been there. And then the number two show is the SEMA. That's the one. It's very similar, but it has to do with cars. So that's what we're going to do. So I think we got one night for Cirque du Soleil or something like that. One of the vendors is taking us to that. So that'll be fun. And got that going on. And then last night, I played with the radios a lot. I had a lot of fun last night. It was kind of fun playing with the digital stuff, too. I have to figure out what, but I think I'm going to try to grab the microphone. Maybe it's just that desktop microphone that I don't like, because I know everybody was saying that my audio was terribly low, so maybe I'll just grab, you know, one of these Motorola mics. Looks like the old-school Motorola, but it's got a DTMF pad on it, so that seems to work pretty good. And I'm putting FPP on one of Sean's little handhelds, little Motorola handhelds. It's kind of benign, but it works. So I got that to do, too. So lots of little things. So, but other than that, not too much. So I got to let you go. I'm going to be clear on your final. I'm putting the wheels down and getting ready for a landing. NHKPP.
Alrighty, sounds good. Good luck with everything. Yeah, that was good to figure out all of our mic levels last night. So I found out that this radio has like a auto gain control. Not sure I trust it yet. I'm going to keep it on just for fun and see how it does. I do notice it does help me when I'm speaking loud. It lowers the gain. So that's good. So all right, talk to you later. KF8S.
Later. I'll talk to you about that auto gain control, at least on the big M. Later, bye.